Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is 12,164. Cape Henlopen School District is seeking a special use exception to use a manufactured home-type structure as a temporary classroom under Section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 1,247 feet south of Mulberry Knoll Road. The 911 address is 19483 John J. Williams Highway, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 107. Staff would note that the application requested a manufactured home-type structure for classrooms until the new middle school opens in 2023. At this time, they're only looking to place one modular, but may need another one added in the next 2 years. We received zero letters of support, zero letters in opposition, and no mail returns.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is
Leonard. You're going to be sworn in?
You're the first one to get sworn in tonight, so come on up.
Do I have to walk over here?
Yep.
Yeah, sure,
yes, sir. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lenny Richardson, 602 Quail Run in Kimberlin, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you and good evening.
Good evening again. My name is Lenny Richardson. I'm the supervisor of facilities for the Cape Henlopen School District. We are coming back to you to ask for this variance. I believe it was 3 years ago we actually took the modulars down. They're going back in the very same place that they were 3 years ago. We added six classrooms to this, and we're already over capacity again. We are building, we did just get the approval from the state to build a new middle school, which will alleviate the overcrowding at Beacon and Mariner, our two current schools. So that's why we're coming back for you. If you want me to go over the capacity of the building is 528 students. We currently are at 659. So we do have a definite need for some extra classrooms.
Okay. We'll see if there's any further questions at this time, Ms. McGee.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Is it the same modulars?
They are not the same modulars.
You're getting new ones.
I can't say that they're new. We won't know until they get there. We go through William Scotsman is who we get our modulars through.
Okay.
We're hoping they're new.
You're going the same place again where they were?
Correct.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay. All right. Ms. McGee?
You're just asking for one?
For this
asking,
year.
Well, wouldn't you ask for them all so you don't have to come back?
That's what it is.
That's what. So this year we're only buying one.
Okay.
But we know next year, that's why we wanted to get the approval for both, so we wouldn't have to come back next year. If.
So you're asking for two?
Correct.
Two be enough?
We hope so, until 2023.
If we didn't have to come back.
Yeah.
If you want.
Correct. So
try to help as much as we can.
How many did you have
come back?
Just two.
Just two?
If we weren't building the new middle school, if we didn't get approval for it, that's why I was so late coming to ask for approval, because we may have been coming for five, you know, just to, because we are going to be that overcrowded.
Wow.
And it wouldn't be, if we were going for more, they couldn't go right out in front of the cafeteria where they were before.
Oh, okay.
They would have to be along the side fence.
So you feel these two will carry you to
from
point A to point B?
We have our fingers crossed.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, we want to help, you know, as much as we can. That's
right, right.
If you don't feel so, now would be the time to.
You don't control the real estate market?
But in 5 years, you'll have to build build another middle school.
Well, so the study shows that in 2030, growth is supposed to slow down for the Cape Henlopen School District. We don't know if it's because they're out of plywood or there's nowhere land to build on. But that's when once we're done all of our construction, we have a lot of it going on with our schools.
Right.
We should have it under control with the new Love Creek Elementary School, the new middle school, and the addition to the high school that we was just approved as well.
Okay. All right.
So you don't want three then?
Not currently. I'll have to come back if we do it. We don't want to move any structures further away. We can't do anything in the back. It would just be along the fence line running out towards 24. We don't want to go out there if we don't have to.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That wouldn't be a good place.
All right. Any further questions?
The question before the board, obviously, is will the request substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties? And in your opinion?
No, they were there. They were there previously.
And these are going to be in the same location as the prior ones?
Correct.
Any did the district receive any complaints when the prior ones were there?
No.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that his request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, nor did we hear testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion that we approve case number 12,164.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,164. That'd be for two units. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Werber?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,164 is approved.
Thank you. Okay.